I believe Timothy Clifford, who is the director of the National Gallery until 2006, had recently found a Michelangelo, or identified a Michelangelo, rather. And when they asked him about sort of his old-fashioned connoisseurial methods, he said something like, "Can I not recognize my own wife across the breakfast table?" And that was something that struck him when he first saw the Michelangelo. Mm-hmm. So do you have any thoughts about connoisseurship prior to doing the forensic analysis and that kind of scientific detailing?
In a way, that first jump of recognition, which, yes, it is a bit like being able to recognize a member of your family 200 yards away without you being able to say why you can do that. That was a starting point for me. If you didn't get that, and it's a kind of interior thing, it sort of grabs you. But it's not enough. I like to get all the science evidence lined up, but I also like to adopt other criteria, saying, does this organically belong? Does it tell us as much about Leonardo as we're trying to bring Leonardo to the portrait? So I like that big contextual support. But at the end of the day, if it collapses visually as a Leonardo, no amount of evidence helps. So it's a starting point and a confirmation. It's not sufficient into itself, but without that it goes. And any bit of it, if you get something in the technical evidence which is wrong, something in the historical evidence, say her costume is all wrong, comes out wrongly, then one negative bit collapses the whole case. So it's part of this jigsaw of evidence.
Was there any piece of evidence at which point you became sure? Was there any one factor that was a real deciding factor for you?
There's no point you can identify, it's cumulative, and since you're always sort of trying to pull back and not make assumptions and then make the evidence do what you want it to do, there is that sense that it gradually accumulates. And at a certain point, it's a bit like a well-designed piece of furniture. So you've got a cabinet with drawers in it. Gradually you get four legs rather than two legs, and you gradually find the drawers all fit in and out, and it all holds together, and the whole edifice is solid, so that none of the drawers stick, and it's not got three legs and intermittently falls over. So it's that sort of construction involving all the evidence. In the old days, you would have really just had connoisseurship and documentation. Now we've got all this science, it makes a terrific difference. It doesn't prove it's by Leonardo, but it eliminates possibilities like it being a forgery, etc. And it tells you a lot about the medium, and the medium in this case is important because it's on vellum.